Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
And Vince.
Welcome, everyone. Hello to the Ben and Vince Show.
Yes, hello to Ben and Vince Show, and hello to the listeners.
Yeah, that's the two categories. Wait, what about the hosts? Okay, hello to you, Vince. Hello to me, Ben.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? How's it going?
Yeah. Doing another podcast, and things are happening.
Is that right? Are things happening?
I think so.
I didn't hear about any things happening.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really heard about anything happening either. But I just, assume that things are happening.
Yeah, all right. Well, if you have heard of something happening, please call in.
Yeah, 862-234-0491 is the number.
Getting that in early in the show.
Yeah, if you got anything you want to talk about, hit us up. In the meantime, Ben, what's new with you?
Okay. getting right to the interview question. I am good. I am around.
There's something I wanted to ask you about, and I can't remember what it was.
it wasn't what's new with me?
No, it was something, it was one of these, did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Right. Did you hear about Apple doing this reality show about apps?
No. Is that real?
Yeah.
Wait, is it on Apple TV?
I don't know, probably. It's like they're trying to get into the content market, you know?
So is this going to be like the emoji movie?
Well, what do you mean by like?
Like, is it going to be stupid?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, so, okay, I'll throw some details out at you, and you can adjust your stupidity judgment as it comes in. Right. So, first of all, it's called... Well, okay, the premise is it's like Shark Tank for apps.
Oh, I thought it was like a bunch of apps are living in a house together.
Oh, now I understand your emoji question. Yeah, maybe you should pitch that to them and they could make that show too. But, okay. So, anyway, you get the idea. It's like people trying to develop apps.
App and, Tank. You know. Oh, do you want to hear my... idea for a Shark Tank spinoff?
Oh, okay. So this is like Shark Tank.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be just like Shark Tank, except instead of like the normal four judges or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Who are the judges? We were trying to name them today. It's Mark Cuban. Everyone knows him. Who are the other ones?
It's the guy, the FUBU guy.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Whatever his name is, Damien something.
Okay.
And then, like, an old white guy and a blonde woman.
Okay. cool. Is, like, Elon Musk on there?
I think they have, like, guest sharks sometime.
Okay, I see. Well, anyway. Okay, so go ahead with your idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the same, except...
I'm going to be the one judge.
We're going to keep Mark Cuban. We're going to get rid of everyone else, but we're going to add in, like, Mark Hamill and Mark Harding and another Mark that I forgot, and it's just going to be called... Oh, Mark... No, I don't remember. Whatever. It's going to be Mark Tank.
Right. Okay. I like that idea. And what would the contestants be doing? Or just be the same?
Yeah, I think it would be the same. But I guess, you know, we have some latitude here. We could just have them stand there and get critiqued on their appearance or something.
Do the contestants also have to be named Mark?
Maybe each of the Marks could, like, do a different thing. So, like, the Mark Cuban could critique their business idea. You know, Mark Hamill could critique their acting. Mark Harding could, like, I don't know, give them a checkup or whatever.
Or just critique their health, I guess, is what you mean by that.
Yeah. I forget who the other... I feel like there was an even bigger Mark that I just forgot about. It doesn't
matter.
Who's
the biggest Mark I can think of? Who's Mark Sanchez? Is that a quarterback?
Oh, man. He's, like, the worst long... He's, like... What's the best way to phrase this? He's the worst successful quarterback in NFL history.
I see. That's not Tim Tebow?
Well, Tim Tebow's never successful.
Okay.
I mean, he won all those games or whatever, but, like, he never started even, like, a full season.
I see. Whereas Mark Sanchez, what?
Mark Sanchez started 4 years, at least, for the Jets.
Okay.
And Rex Ryan got a tattoo of his wife wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey.
What? That's a little creepy.
Why is that creepy?
His own wife?
Yeah, his own wife. He got a tattoo of his own wife, and in the tattoo, his wife is wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit... Wow, okay. Why was this the first quarterback? I mean, Rex Ryan's been around for a while, right?
Well, Mark Sanchez was the quarterback of the first team that Rex Ryan was the head coach of.
Oh, okay. So if... But is he still a head coach of that team or another team?
No, he was a head coach of another team for a while, and then he got fired again.
So now he's just unemployed?
Yeah, he was most recently seen getting into a bar fight over football with some random guy and his brother.
Wait, the guy's brother or Rex?
Rex's brother, Rob.
Oh, wow.
Who?
Wait. And he was against... Rob was against...
No,
Rex,
Rob and Rex were fighting some other guys about football.
I see. That's... Yeah, that's not great.
Rob is, like, one of the worst coaches.
What was he the coach of?
Like, he's had several different jobs as defensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his defenses are always, like, last in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But he just keeps getting jobs because of, like, the association.
That's nepotism. That has no place in... Wait, does the N in the NFL stand for nepotism?
I mean, well, first of all, yes. But second of all, it's not exactly nepotism because he wasn't getting hired by his brother, except for the most recent job he had, which he did get hired by his brother.
I see.
But yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, like, you know, their dad is also famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Peyton Manning?
Buddy Ryan used to coach the Eagles.
I see. R.I.P.
Anyway, Rex was wearing a Bryce Harper jersey when he got in the fight.
Okay, but not in a tattoo.
No.
Is there anyone out there who has a tattoo of Rex Ryan wearing a jersey of something?
That would be very meta.
Why? Why would that be more meta than Rex's own tattoo?
I am assuming the tattoo... that you're referring to would be referencing that original tattoo.
Referencing doesn't mean meta.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. unless the tattoo of Rex Ryan had the tattoo of his wife. Where on his body is the wife tattoo?
It's on his leg, maybe?
It's a weird place. Right? How much of her...
Sure.
Is it like her whole body or just like...
Hold on, I'm going to look it up. Rex Ryan wife right. Tattoo.
We're getting... Are you asking Siri right now?
Here we go. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, okay, it's on his arm.
That makes more sense. So is it like her whole body or just like her torso?
It's her whole body. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna describe this for the listeners. You can come around and look at my screen here.
Fine. But
it's her whole body. Mm-hmm. She's wearing the jersey, but only the jersey.
So, like, is it going? I mean, it's. I didn't bring my glasses when I walked over here. So, is it like covering, going down below her waist or like crotch?
Well, it's like at waist level, but like she's kind of face. She's like kneeling and facing away from our perspective.
Like we're looking at her back, I guess, to see.
We're
the
looking
name.
Kind of like at her side. We can definitely see.
But
her
we
feet,
can see the name,
which is the most important part.
Why?
Oh, he's like the most famous Rex Ryan?
Oh, I think I heard about this, or we may have talked about it.
Yeah, he's like the most famous foot fetish guy probably in the world.
No, probably Quentin Tarantino is more famous.
Is he a foot fetish guy?
Yeah, I think so.
How come there isn't more feet in his movies?
There is.
I don't know, I never paid attention.
Yeah, well, now you will. Can you see her ass?
No, not really. I mean...
How is that? How does that work?
It's from the side. Here, I'll, okay.
All right, I'll walk back to the other side of our dividing wall that we have between our two monitors so we don't have to look at each other while we podcast and look it up for myself. But like... Okay, so this is just strange.
Also, she has an arm, but like no hand, which I think is the most strange part of all this. Maybe not the most strange part.
Oh, I see what's happening. No, you didn't really describe this right. Okay? It's kind of it's not kneeling. She's like posing.
She's kneeling.
It depends on how you think. She's oriented. I think she's like lying down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you kind of can see her ass.
I mean, I don't see a crack.
No, right. But like, I guess like the leg
portion. I can see. I mean, imagine if you looked at someone's ass from the side.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then you covered up the top half of it with a Mark Sanchez jersey.
Okay, so it doesn't actually. You don't see his name.
No, but it's a Jets number 6 jersey.
Right.
Why does she have a hand, though?
It's, like, behind her? She has one hand.
No, she has one arm.
No, look what's happening.
Oh, okay, I see the other hand.
Yeah.
Maybe she only has one hand in real life.
It's going behind her head.
Okay, I'm looking at a photo of her. She has two hands in the photo.
Yeah, no, it's like, you can see, like, it's, like, bent really weirdly.
Very well done, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not a tattoo expert, but I don't know.
Right. We should, I was gonna say, we should find out, yeah, who the artist was. Because, yeah, I agree, it's not super well done.
It does kind of look like her, though. They did a good job making it look like her.
I mean, it's like cartoony.
Yeah. It looks like, you know, her Bitmoji or something.
Yeah, right. That's a good description.
You have a Bitmoji?
Do I have one? No.
Dude, you should get one. They're awesome.
I think my wife's boss loves to use those. It's a little bit strange. Yeah, this is just weird. This guy looks, he's like not young, right?
Who, Rex?
Yeah.
I mean, no, he's not.
By the way, a lot of the Google image results here are like referencing the foot thing. but yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what you search for, but
yeah, right.
Of course, the foot thing is famous.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm just saying, like, he's only been head coach once.
No, he was head coach twice.
Okay, twice. Yeah. I mean, how many years is that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he was defensive coordinator for a long time before that.
He was
probably, you know, linebacker coach or something.
Okay, so you got to work your way up.
Yeah. I mean, the Rams just named Sean McVay as their head coach, and he's like the youngest head coach in NFL history. I think he's only 30 or something.
Well, yeah, that's very young, I would say. But he's a prodigy. He's a coaching prodigy.
Most head coaches, like, he could probably be head coach for 10 years and still be the youngest head coach.
Right, right. Well, anyway, so it sounds like he's not doing anything right now, so he can be on Mark Tank, too.
Well, he should come on the show.
Okay. Sure, that'll be his audition. Oh, right, I was trying to think of any other Mark. I forget, which one did I say? Oh, yeah, Mark Sanchez. Okay. Right, well, they're good friends, so I think they should come on Mark Tank together.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, the app show. What's
app
it called?
Thing. Okay, so right, it's like Shark Tank for apps. The name of the show is Planet of the Apps.
Okay, this show sounds amazing. I think this is going to do really well because like everybody thinks they have an amazing idea for an app, and it's like, oh, if only I just knew somebody who knew how to do programming, I would make $1 billion.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, nobody actually does have, you know, a good idea.
Well, that's why the show is going to be good.
You mean because it's all about shooting down bad ideas?
Yeah. But then, you know, there will be some supposedly good ideas mixed in. So people will follow along and they put themselves in the shoes of the contestants.
Yeah, but doesn't it just sound like really horrible and corny?
No. This is great.
Okay, well, listen to who the judges are. I'll start out with the one I've never heard of. His name is Gary Vaynerchuk.
Excuse me?
Gary Vaynerchuk. Do you know who that is?
I'm going to guess that's the guy who made the flashlight app.
All right. I don't know who he is, so I'm going to just go with that. Okay. So we got flashlight app creator Gary Vaynerchuk. We have hip-hop superstar Will.i.am.
Oh, no. I take it back. This show sucks.
Yeah. We have tech visionary Jessica Alba. And we have lifestyle leader Gwyneth Paltrow.
What the fuck?
So, yeah. The show. Damn. Planet of the Apps. Made by Apple. I mean, like, there was a point when I was reading about this when I had this realization where I was like, this is the kind of thing that, like, Microsoft would do.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like, and what a horrible world we're in now where Apple is doing things. I mean, that's just,
Microsoft
like,
things.
When everybody at Microsoft HQ was hearing about this, they were probably like, oh, man, why didn't we think of this? And that's just like, that's bad for both companies to be in that situation.
I mean, I thought it was a great idea until you told me the judges.
Well.
Which just goes to show that, like, it's not enough to just have a good idea.
Oh, man. You should be on Planet of the Apps.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I, like, totally Microsoft would hire Will.i.am for something like this. Like, what is going on here? Anyway.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, if he thought that car was a good idea, imagine what kind of app he would design.
The car?
That stupid car that he was in?
What's that?
Just Google Will.i.am car.
Will.i.am car. I sound extremely illiterate typing that out. Okay. It's a 1958 Volkswagen Beetle?
No. What did you... Do you know how to spell Will.i.am?
I think this article that I got to is just trying to be snarky.
Image search.
Fine. Images. Okay, it's like a DeLorean. Like the, I mean, okay, it has the whatever those are called.
No, not that one.
Not that one? What am I looking for?
Just, okay.
Oh, this really insane looking one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, what the hell is that? What is that? Okay, first of all, it appears to be like 3 feet tall. But it's just like, yeah, it looks like, you know, 1958 crossed with like 2000.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, okay, that's a good. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this looks terrible. What's with that huge, like, weird grill on the front?
I don't know.
It's like a giant microphone surface. And the headlights are so small. Right?
I don't know, man.
And, like, the curves are, like, so insane. Did he design this himself?
I think so. He got the white wall tires on there.
And, like, this almost looks photoshopped. Of like him being in there, because it looks like he's taking up the entire like space. Like, how did he even fit in there?
Dude, I don't know. I can't tell if like the tires are enormous or the car is just tiny.
I think it's tiny, right?
Oh my god, yeah, he's like crunched up in the car.
Yeah, here's one where he's like, oh my god. Yeah.
There's a grill
shit.
On top of the roof for some reason.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay, so yeah, like I said, business legend.
Yeah, if you look up like any quote he has about like business or like design or inspiration, he's completely insane.
Well, why is he even saying things about those topics?
Because he's a visionary.
Is that right? I mean, like,
that's what he's somehow convinced people to believe.
And what, how, like, okay, is there an example other than the car for something he's envisioned? I mean, he was in that Wolverine movie. I don't know if that counts.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Like, wore a cowboy hat or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Black Eyed Peas. Did you hear the big news about the Black Eyed Peas?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Fergie is leaving the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, man. They were still all together?
I don't know. I could have sworn this happened 10 years ago when we were in high school.
Right, okay. Wait, what did we... I think we might have talked about this already. I learned something about Fergie. She was, like, in some movie or TV show as a child. All right, whatever, if you don't remember.
She was in something as a child?
She was, like, a child actress in something.
Boy, anyway, I tell whatever. You what, I do not... I'm not a fan of...
Fergie. Can you name the original members of the Black Eyed Peas?
Fergie, Will.i.am.
Asian dude?
Two other people.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what are their names?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm trying to... Oh, right, she was... Okay. She was in one of the Peanuts shows. She played Sally.
Wait, like the Charlie Brown Christmas shit?
It was some of the later ones in the 80s.
Whoa.
So, like, titled, It's Flash Beagle, Charlie Brown. Okay, that Wait. Sounds like made up.
Really? It's Flash Beagle, Charlie Brown?
It's a parody of Flashdance.
Wait, I'm sorry. What the hell is going on?
Okay. Originally broadcast on CBS on April 16th, 1984. It's Flash Beagle, comma, Charlie Brown. It's a parody of the early 1980s breakdancing craze. I'm sure you remember that. MTV, the movies Saturday Night Fever, Flashdance, and Footloose, and a number of popular top 40 hit songs of the early 1980s.
You know, Charles Schultz was alive in 1984.
I was going to say.
Allowed that to occur.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Written by Charles Schultz. Like, he wrote this.
I really feel like that does not fit in with, like, the thematic undertones of the original Peanuts source material.
Yeah, it's a musical. And there's an opening credit sequence in which Snoopy takes out a boombox and dances to the title song as the opening credits roll. So, yeah. Snoopy wears an old t-shirt, which he rips part of to form a headband and leg warmers.
Wow.
This is the 80s, man.
Do you think we can get our hands on a copy of this, or have they all been destroyed like the Star Wars Christmas special?
I mean, I haven't even tried to look on YouTube. You know, it's the Wikipedia article is definitely showing a VHS cover.
Holy shit.
Okay, well, the other one she was in was called Snoopy's Getting Married, Charlie Brown. So that sounds a little more, you know.
To who?
A beautiful dog named Genevieve.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I don't know. Oh, but at the end, Genevieve falls in love with a golden retriever and runs off. So.
Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah, and the show ends with Spike enjoying part of the wedding cake by himself.
I don't remember who that is.
Snoopy's brother or whatever, and you know that he lives in the desert.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love Spike.
Okay.
Yeah, so so that girl who grew up to be Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas is now leaving the Black Eyed Peas. I think she should star in a live-action version of Charlie Brown.
Can't wait to hear what her solo career is going to be like.
Has she not already had a solo career?
Yes, that's why this news was so stupid.
Okay, well, who cares? Okay, so the other names of the members of the Black Eyed Peas are Taboo. I don't even know which one that is. Oh, that's the Mexican guy. And Apple the App.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What is it?
Apple Dap.
Apple Dap?
Apple D App.
Why isn't he on the app show?
That is a great question. That would seem to be a huge missed opportunity.
Maybe that's why Will.i.am knows so much about apps.
Yeah.
You created right. Apple to app.
He created him. Yeah, I hope every piece of advice he gives on the show is like, well, when I was creating my app, I gave him a really awesome hairdo, so I think you should think about that.
Jesus. What a disaster.
Yeah. Right. Execution, not great.
All right, let's take some break.
All right.
We'll have a little break, and we come back, okay. And we're gonna do. We're gonna have a guest in the studio, I think.
Yeah, that sounds great. I definitely have to recover before that. I'm reeling from all the revelations we've had during this segment. Wait, did you know the Black Eyed Peas were originally called the Black Eyed Pods? That's a hilarious name. Not that the Black Eyed Peas is not stupid, but.
Well, at least Black Eyed Peas is already the name of a thing. Black Eyed Pods?
You never heard of a Black Eyed Pod?
Maybe if they called themselves one Black Eyed Pod, and there were like four peas in it.
Oh, okay.
Or were they just trying to be like, we got the app to app on the Black Eyed iPod. Black iPod.
Well, the name comes from 1995.
Wow, so. See, did I tell you he was a visionary or what?
Wow, okay, never mind, I'm convinced. But yeah, it was originally founded by Will.i.am, aka William Adams, and Apple D App. They were the two original members.
He's a time traveler. So...
All right, yeah, let's start making that theory a thing. All right, we'll be back. Special guest after this.
We built a system of satellites to control the weather. It worked perfectly until now. This isn't a malfunction. Someone has turned the system against us.
You're trying to change the map of the world. Hold on!
We cannot let that happen.
I've got you.
We gotta shut down the system.
I can authorize it.
Yeah, I think we've established that I don't really wait for authorization.
Geostorm, rated PG-13. Experience it in IMAX 3D.
Yeah, well, so welcome everyone back to the Ben and Vince Show. Our special guest is here. His name is Laugh Out Loud, Cole Brown.
Well, hello the entire world. It's truly an honor to be here. I've been waiting for this moment a long time. Was that the entire world I just heard whispering in my ear?
Yeah, this is so.
This is Ben and the entire world. And
this is Ben and Strauss and the entire world.
The entire world would be a great wrestler name, don't you think?
Yes, I do. Like
Mankind, I guess, is what I'm thinking of.
Off in a corner.
Off in a corner?
Yeah, that way if you lose, then the other guy just beat off in a corner.
That's good, Vince. This is why... You should be on
prepared material for this show.
Yeah, we all brought in 5 minutes of bits, so that was Vince's.
I'm gonna need about 30 minutes to prepare. I'll be right there.
All right, cool. So while Cole's doing that,
I'm gonna take a long look at that drinks menu because this waiter's taking a lot.
Cole has also brought his own special guest. This is like a guest of a guest.
That's completely correct.
Why don't you introduce him?
I would love for the world to meet Artem. Artem is a close friend of mine who delivered me falafel just now.
Nice.
Ate it together.
Making his worldwide debut on the Ben and Vince Show.
Exactly.
What episode of the Ben and Vince Show is this?
103. Yeah,
oh, 103.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Did we skip like 80 at some point, or?
No, we didn't skip 80. We did 80, and we did 81, and then we did everyone. We did them all in order.
Yeah,
I need to go back and listen to the archives. I've got some holes in my listening.
There's a couple of them that you had to have the DVD to hear them, but most of them are online.
My laptop actually has a DVD player, so I think we can make that happen.
whoa, what year is that from? 2004?
11, Ben.
Oh, okay.
And also Strauss.
That's me.
Yeah, so the new Google, the new what? What is it called? The HomePod?
Yeah, HomePod.
Yeah, I heard it's bad and expensive and nobody likes Siri.
Siri is worse on the HomePod than before?
No, just people like Alexa. They don't like Siri.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I'll take that.
I've gotten reports, however, that Raymond is still red hot. Everybody seems to just love that guy.
Who's Raymond?
Everybody loves Raymond. Come on.
Fuck. God damn it.
Well, I'm so sorry, Ben and Show listeners. We now have to fire Ben, and I will be replacing him as Ben.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, yeah, you miss a joke like that.
I just teed that shit up. Current events podcast, we can get down to this Comey letter or what?
No, that's not current, Cole. That was like several weeks ago.
Gosh, but that wasn't the letter I was referring to. It was the whatever the fuck prepared statement. He prepares material too. God, I'm such an idiot.
Every top five, Paul. Ready at the moment.
So, New York, I'm walking. I don't know.
How often do you say that while you're on the streets of New York City?
I prefer to be mute while walking in the city.
Here's a question for you. Do I know anyone else who lives in New York right now?
Undoubtedly, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, name them.
I don't know who you know. A lot of people just know here, man.
Speculate.
You know Artem now.
All right. That's fun. That's good.
No, I mean, actually, Nick is going to be back next Friday, so that kind of counts.
Well, that's visiting, right?
I don't know. He made it somewhat unclear.
Oh, seriously? He hates California that much?
No. He made it pretty clear. He's just
visiting. Okay.
Here's a question for both of you guys. What are your views?
Honestly, my bedroom only has one window, and I keep it covered with a blackout curtain at all times. So the view is a little, I don't know, underwhelming, perhaps. But
it's exactly. Vince,
but, yeah,
Vince, I feel like everyone always takes this question so literally. You know.
Beyond that, I'm just ready to die, pretty much.
Wow.
I feel like,
gotta be.
Yeah, I feel like the world, gotta be.
No, I mean, I will say that I do not feel ready. I mean, like,
yeah,
you know, I don't think I couldn't deal with that.
Do you think it's because you have good things going on in your life?
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, just things, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I've considered trying that, and I don't know. It's one of those things that you keep on your list, and you just never get around to.
You mean having good things going on?
Life.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing instead?
I don't know. I just kind of, like, work, but then sometimes I don't work instead of it.
Okay.
You're pretty good when you're not working.
Yeah. No, I've been doing things. I played pool yesterday at a place called Space Billiards. That was pretty
cool. That's awesome.
But I lost. The only game I lost was the game that I bet money on. So,
bummer. Dude, you got hustled is what you're saying.
No, I pushed for it pretty hard.
Yeah, that's part of it.
It's somebody that I've played against many times.
It's a long hustle.
A very long con. Yeah. Credit to Kevin.
Yeah. Do I know Kevin?
You don't, but you could, and then you would know.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin's pretty cool. I went to school with him. He beat me at pool yesterday, and that was a bummer.
Is that the same Kevin from the, like, the anti-marijuana campaign ad for Massachusetts?
That's, in fact, exactly the Kevin.
Oh, man.
Wait, Vince, I haven't seen this ad. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it's like, okay, so I'll try to describe it. This woman is driving with her daughter, right? And they're going to the grocery store or, you know, some bullshit like that. And they pull into the parking lot and the mom gets out of the car. She looks across the street and there's just all these like junky stoners like stumbling around, like just being a disgrace in public, you know.
Typical stoner behavior.
Yeah, just totally being a drag on society. And there's a dispensary over there and they're all just, it's just ruining the town, and she's like horrified.
Smoking legal weed and being chastised for it.
Right, so
is
then
it legal in Massachusetts?
So then, well, this was like when the question was on the ballot and this ad was for you to vote no.
Okay.
So then she turns around and her...
So this is a picture of a horrifying dystopia that will resolve.
Right. She turns around and her little, like, six-year-old daughter is looking in the window of this bakery.
Oh, no.
And she says, "Mommy, can I have a cupcake?" But then it turns out that it's like a weed cupcake store.
No.
She's, like, even more horrified. And then all of a sudden, this, like, teenager walks out of the store with, like, a brown paper sack, like, you know, grocery bag filled to the brim with like bongs and like edibles and weed, and she looks at him and she goes, "Kevin?"
And she goes, "Oh no,
Mom!"
Oh no!
And it's like, don't let this happen to you. Vote no on 4.
Don't get caught by your mom.
That's great. Wow.
And you let that guy
that
be
seems like
cool.
It sounds like a classic case of smoking before you go into the smoke shop. I don't know who walks out with a grocery bag filled with bongs and weed. That just sounds ridiculous.
Dude, how else was he going to smoke it?
You're not wrong.
So how do you feel about things? About things?
Do I take it that neither of you read Comey's prepared statement?
And we all read the prepared statement, like, you know, last year, whenever it came out.
That's fair. Did you hear the part where he just kind of offhandedly mentioned that media fake news, like the Ben and Vince show, was distorting this entire situation?
I didn't read that part.
Yeah, I appreciated the shout out.
How do you feel about that pointed attack? Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a podcast that's homed on obscureporn.com.
Yeah.
You're the most obscure porn I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, it lives up to the name. My question is, do you know how tall that guy is?
Oh, he's so tall.
I was insanely
tall.
He's going to go very low. Is he taller than 6'5"?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
wait. Second guess. 6'8".
No. 6'7".
God damn. I like a man who takes notes.
Yeah, he takes notes for sure.
He's really into that.
I like that too.
Anytime I read anything about him, there's like a voice that kind of creeped into the back of my mind and just kind of slowly, getting louder and louder, just says, "Nerd."
Yeah, well, you know, we could use more in the upper echelons.
How many traffic keepers do you think Comey has?
No, none. He's not that kind of guy.
Oh, come on. Some of those had, like, locks on them.
So if you're into note-taking and security, that's the brand for you.
How many fidget spinners do you think he has?
I don't know about OPSEC, guys. What have you done to harden up obscure porn against this, you know, cyber assault we're under every day?
Oh, absolutely. I think nothing.
Yeah, I think our official position is that we are welcoming the viruses. and they have you know, helped us out.
Fair enough.
Wait, I was gonna say. Oh yeah, there was some interview with Comey's dad, where he was basically just like, you know, it's kind of the thing where, like, you know, my son, my boy's great, and he's a smart and wonderful person, and, you know, that Trump, he's just a bad guy, and, you know, I'm proud of him, and, you know.
That's amazing.
What?
That's amazing. I would love to read or listen.
Yeah, and it was like, what journalist was spending their time interviewing this guy either? Yeah. Like,
and this is a photo of him when he was 11 years old on the TV.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I just remembered another Mark. Mark Felt.
Oh, well, but he's W. Mark Felt.
Yeah, and he's dead also, so he's not going to be a good
judge. Wait, why were we trying to remember other Marks?
Vince.
It's for Mark Tank.
Is it like Shark Tank, except for you try and sell your being Mark to a panel of other Marks?
Yeah. I mean, there's some latitude on what it is exactly. We just know all the judges are Marks.
Okay, I'm into that.
So
maybe there's a situation where, like, you have an opportunity to dunk one of the Marks in the Mark Tank.
You're in the Mark Tank.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Or are they just all swimming around in the Mark Tank?
Yeah.
Have you watched Shark Tank, Cole? Because I haven't. And but anyway, if W. Mark Felt was on the show, I think his role would just be to leak all the Mark ideas to, you know, the media.
That's just marketing?
No.
Marketing!
Oh, shit. Who is this W. Mark Felt character? I don't know anything about anybody.
Also known as Deep Throat.
Okay. Yeah. The two guys who engaged with Deep Throat, seem jerks.
Oh, why do you say that?
I don't know. I just kind of realized, I mean, because, like, for some reason in high school we were just beaten over the fucking head with them.
We were?
And yeah, I was in the CAP also.
Oh, okay, all right.
Taken the journalism classes, boys. I could teach you two a thing or two.
Just teach us one thing apiece, I think.
I could teach you two things for the price of one, but you're going to take care of them.
I'll take that deal.
And welcome to Mark Tank. I just recently, like, you know, somebody mentioned, like, All the President's Men, and I proceeded to have, like, a 5-minute long flashback to high school where I was, like, forced to, like, learn about them a lot. And I went through and, like, read some, like, recent-ish interview with one of them. I literally just don't remember their names, but they kind of sound like they might have been, like, some alternate shitty Knights of the Round Table. And, like, they just seemed like assholes. I don't know. I was getting a real bad vibe off of it. And
are you trying to say that, like, their supposed heroism, like, are you trying to discount that or argue against that? No. Or are you just saying in addition to that, or
I think they did the right thing.
Okay. They just also are assholes.
And they're assholes.
Okay. That's fair. I feel like
they're assholes who did the right thing.
Right. I feel like I read something recently that also made me think at least one of them was an asshole, but I don't remember why. It was pretty vague.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I don't remember why, but Woodward and Bernstein, if you're listening,
862-234-0491,
we think you're assholes. Call in and we'll write you off.
Are they both still alive?
In advance.
What?
Yeah.
So we're going to have 5 quips prepared in advance, so watch out. Come
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they're journalists. They're not used to working off the cuff, you know, so they're at a disadvantage.
Not so strong without your confidential informants.
You're right. Yeah. How do you feel about Seymour Hersh?
Who?
another legendary journalist known for his reportage on the Vietnam War.
Did he like reveal that there was a war going on?
Yeah, that's right. He was the one who leaked it.
He broke that story.
He broke that story. To the Vietnamese.
He just like laid back after he broke the story. He was like, "Well, this shit's gonna unfold for a while. I'm just gonna rest on my laurels." Or do you think he stayed on it and looked for the next secret war?
He stayed on it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, how about that guy who wrote the story about his family owning a slave?
Oh, right. And then he, like, it was, like, half an apology, but not really.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. This was recent.
Wow.
Some guy from, or, yeah, his family was from, I want to say, Thailand?
I don't remember.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, the Philippines.
Yeah, definitely the Philippines.
And they had their family had some sort of, like, business engagement out there, and they just had slaves, and then they're like, I just brought home a slave, and had a slave, and the whole time you're kind of like, all right, where's the part where this article steers into, like, how terrible a problem it is?
Yeah.
And then they died.
Yeah. And then I, the author, also died. So, like, yeah. What is there to do? There's just, this is the story, and, the, you know, that's it.
That's what we call an uncomfortable mic drop.
Yeah, well, I have something to announce on the air today.
Oh, boy.
What did this get up to this time?
My family owned a hamster when I was a child, and at one point my mom let its cage open on purpose at night so it would run out into the wild and probably die.
Well, do you think there's a chance that it's still alive today?
I do think that, yes.
Well, your mom really hated that hamster.
Yeah.
I had a pet goldfish when I was young, and I had affectionately named it Fishy Fish.
Nice.
And I learned a few years ago that Fishy Fish was not one fish, but in fact three different fishes.
Awesome.
Because it was three identical twins who would constantly swap places with each other to get up to fun hijinks. Bet you didn't see that twist coming.
Yeah, three twins, huh?
My mom also told me, when she told me that, like, by the time the third one died, like, the jig was kind of up, and she was like, no, we gave it a really nice burial last night. So we gave it a nice burial in the evening while you were asleep, and I just went with it. I just ran with that.
Yeah. And
I never found the grave, though. Never found the grave.
A marked grave.
Yeah. Yeah, could that be on Mark Bank? An unmarked grave?
I'm going to blow this open.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we need Woodward and Bernstein to investigate where the fish is buried.
You know, I think what I was thinking of was Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Those guys are assholes for sure, yeah.
Massive apologies to Woodward and Bernstein, American heroes, and we did not put on a play in a magical forest.
Okay, you may be thinking of someone else.
Fuck.
There, oh, man. What would Mr. Swainy say, Cole, hearing you talk this way?
I don't know. Mr. Swainy would have a lot to talk about at this point, though, for other reasons.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I'm going to leave that as a teaser for the next season of the Ben and Vince show.
Wait, I want to know.
Swainy secrets.
Oh, no. Fox 5 investigates.
You're going to have to get some confidential sources to break that story, because I'm going to keep it sealed.
All right, we'll get it from an anonymous source off the air and talk about it in the next segment.
How long have you been in contact with Anonymous?
Yeah. I mean, I just really like their mask wear choices.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen V for Vendetta?
No, actually.
I haven't seen it either.
Have you ever watched the graphic novel?
also, no.
Have you scanned? I think scan is a fair word.
Well, why do you ask?
No, I was just joking.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's worse than the group or something.
Well, it certainly popularized the Guy Fawkes mask.
Right.
This Guy Fawkes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty good.
Hey, so what happened in your dream?
So before you came on the program call, Vince and I teased that I had just talked to you recently via text regarding
well,
a dream.
Well, okay, technically you said text message. Like
yeah.
It was, you know, 2006.
That was actually a typographical error. It was a text massage. Technology has blown by you, Vince.
That's right. I sent a text massage to Cole's upper back.
To Dr. Scholes, to you.
Dr. Yeah. First, I ordered some orthopedic inserts.
This is actually very relevant to all of our talk about kind of incognito, deep cover, because you sent me the message, I believe, on Signal, the private.
Yeah, that's my communications platform of choice these days.
Signal's getting a lot of plugs on the show.
It is, for sure.
My favorite part about Signal is that every version of the app is a huge pain to use, and I hate it.
How many versions are there?
There's like the shitty Chrome app that you can use on your computer, which sucks and is miserable, and I hate it. And there's the shitty mobile app, which I use on the iOS, which stands for Internet Operating System.
Well, okay. The Android version seems fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems pretty much exactly like the built-in text messaging. Yeah.
Are you sure that's not related to the quality of experience in Android being so generally low that...
I'm not positive.
Anyway, let's get back to this dream.
Great. So,
conversation. So I'll be fact checking you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going from memory, so please do. Somewhere around I don't know, middle of May.
Let's say May 19th.
Yeah. Let's say that.
Maybe 9:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The time was just because I didn't want to wake you up in case. I didn't want to text too early in case you weren't awake yet.
Yeah.
The dream had actually happened the previous night.
Wait, what day of the week was that?
A weekday.
Yeah, certainly.
So it was a school night.
That's right. But I could have texted you at any point in between, 4 a.m. and 9:48 a.m., when I first had the dream. But anyway, so I waited until 9:48. So the dream was
building right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm getting.
It could have happened at any time. I just waited until 9:48.
Yeah, that's right. So the content of the dream and
hold up, is this channel encrypted?
The content of the dream and therefore also the text message was that, and remember this took place on May 19th, was that...
Highly technical in the moment.
Yeah, and highly relevant, was that I had been outside Cole's house and I saw him and he had just started doing his taxes.
Wait,
and
what house though? In Tacoma Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you weren't wearing a shirt. I don't know if that was... if I told you that before.
Have you ever met my father?
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably why I wasn't wearing a shirt. That detail was omitted. And right. I feel gaslit right now.
No, you're definitely onto something with that, because I'm pretty sure when I met him, he wasn't wearing a shirt.
That's definitely a hallmark.
Hallmark. Mark Tank. All right.
I hope you edit those to really, really action-packed cutaways that every time somebody says Mark, we just smash cut to a fake trailer of Mark Tank.
Pew! Yeah. We're going to need a theme song.
Yeah, I think we can workshop that. Although I like the start with the doom.
Yeah, wait, you can. Can you write the theme song? You're a DJ.
I could write the theme song.
Okay. Will you write the theme song?
I will write the theme song.
Will you write the theme song within the next 7 days?
Will my compliance be rewarded?
with a published appearance on the Ben and Vince show, yes.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Nice doing business with you. I'll count that as one of the things you were going to teach me or whatever.
it's funny though that you should have a dream about me doing taxes, because that's really funny, period. but also because I just recently decided that I'm going to quarterly file or do a quarterly file.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about that. Why? What led you to that?
The annual filing sucks, and the software that I'm using now basically yells at me to file quarterly all the time. So I'm just succumbing to.
Okay, so you don't have a good reason.
No, I don't.
I mean, I don't see why quarterly filing would suck less than an annual filing.
It is kind of nice to have my bank account more accurately reflect my money.
Okay, right.
Sounds like it would suck four times as much.
Yeah.
Well, the idea is that each momentary sucking is 1/4 as bad.
But you're having to do it four times as often.
That's right.
Is there an option to just like daily file?
There is.
A little bit every day.
Yeah. I mean, depending on your employment state, there's often a thing that equates to, you know, pay periodly filing, which, you know, is often called withholding.
Well, but you still have to file.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
I know, I'm just saying if you're worried about your bank account being accurate.
Right. But then I would have to set up an S-Corp to pay myself with.
Yeah, right, okay.
So I still have to do the hard taxes for the business that I've set up to pay myself with. So that would be okay. Introducing more suck.
So you have a complicated situation.
I do.
Right.
Yeah. But the freelance life is otherwise worth it. It leaves you feeling like completely detached from the world and peerless in the worst possible way.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And you have to constantly evaluate your self-worth as a daily rate.
And you start hanging out with your falafel delivery man. Makes sense.
I'm still here.
Yeah, man, I'll take some if you have any extra.
No, it's been pretty good, although it got a little bit away from me. Personal life got a little crazy, and I had taken on too much work, which is deceptively easy.
Right. I mean, it definitely seems like a disadvantage would be the blurred line, as it were, between personal and professional life.
And like when you're not really at those like inflection points of like deadlines or whatever delivery, like you need to be on top of, like the flexibility is really nice. So I'd say there's probably more of a boom and bust of like extreme freedom and flexibility, and then moments where you're just kind of holed up. And you know, there are people who can swing it, just have it be more like a full-time job, but like for me, that's not really worth it.
Right. I mean, you gotta make time for your DJing activities.
That's correct. I have some exciting news. I was just awarded a follow-on grant from your employer, Vince.
Who, Ben?
That's right. Ben and I are pleased to announce that I'm the first recipient of the Obscure Porn, Obscure Research Laboratories Fellowship.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier than to have you announce this today.
Yeah, my application was very short. It was actually just a link to a pretty weird website I found.
Well, yeah, I mean, congratulations from all of me to you.
told me. No, it was from MIT. I'm working on a project with a professor of music at MIT.
Nice. Damn. Who is it?
And we just got a follow-on grant to keep the train rolling.
Nice.
Keep the good times going.
That's right. We're just gonna let those good times roll. So if any of you are interested in learning music dictation skills at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, you should enroll there.
I'll
be piloting my program.
You have developed or are developing a program to teach people how to write down music?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
And it involves like a kind of neat, somewhat novel input system for writing sheet music in a browser, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
Right now, all of the user interface looks horrifically ugly, but one of the things I hope to do with the rest of the grant money is pay somebody who can do better than that.
All right. So, you know, forget about LinkedIn. I think this is all the recruiting you need to do.
That's right.
Just talking about it on the Benjamin Show.
Yeah, I was trying not to get Artem like two spooks for his guest spot, but I felt obligated to let him know that the listenership is pretty high.
Right.
I mean, you were at top of the obscure pornography charts in iTunes, right?
Yeah, those charts were taken down, actually, but while they were there.
In many ways, that only made you more popular.
Yeah, right. Definitely, always.
I actually, sometimes I feel like listenership is at an all-time high. But I really
I'd say
no,
yeah. Yeah, are we not tracking this? Actually, I would say not tracking this makes us even more popular.
If you're listening 862-234-0491.
Yeah, just say one and then we'll count all those up.
Well, actually say one time for every person you know that listens. Let's inflate those numbers a little bit.
Well, to make it easier, if you're the first one who calls, say one, and if you're the second one, say two, and so on.
Well, we'll be setting up a party line so y'all can hash that out. Are you still working on meteors at MIT, Vince?
Yeah.
How much longer do you think it's going to take for a meteor to land at MIT?
Oh, I mean, it could literally happen like at any time, and we would have no idea.
Does that ever get kind of frustrating? Just waiting and knowing that you might not have any idea when it happens.
I mean, such is the case with many things in life. Mm. So you just have to live your life.
Live your life as though a meteor could land at any moment.
Live every week like it's Mark Week.
I wonder if, since we're kind of like hometown heroes, Discovery Channel would maybe endorse that.
Mark Tank. Or Mark Week, yeah.
I didn't
Mark
know week. Discovery Mark. Channel was based out of New Jersey.
They're actually based out of Silver Spring, Maryland.
Reppin'.
That's a cool town.
Had a real tough hiccup in the middle of that. We'll fix that in post.
No. Cole, do you use your own program when you are writing music?
I don't.
That's not a great advertisement.
Well, because it's I don't write like classical Western classical sheet music.
Oh,
I don't write it in that form before putting it in. I use other software, some of which I've made, a lot of which I've not.
Sounds like you should be working on those softwares.
I had the opportunity out of college, but the one in particular that I had applied for was based in Berlin, and I wasn't ready to move to Berlin.
Oh, I meant the ones you made.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay, well, I think you should expand this MIT program to also work with many different styles of music. You know, not just Western classical.
I mean, that's interesting for sure. You know, I guess you could really use any style of music so long as it was over a chromatic scale. You know,
I'm really into three-quarter notes right now, so.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, can you?
You kidding me?
Are you asking?
No.
Okay.
I'm exclaiming.
All right.
I feel like we've just got this like really great cadence and flow that the listeners are just gonna love.
Yeah, I love that movie too. Cadence.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, it had a Grammy Award winning soundtrack, so
yeah. Yeah, you know, that almost seems like unfair that movie would win a Grammy, you know?
No.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Wait, you agree with who?
I agree with Cole. The answer is no.
Okay.
Did y'all see Fate of the Furious?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Did you see Furious 7?
Yeah.
I did.
Did you see Fast 6?
No.
Yes.
Fast 5?
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. While we're on this subject, do you guys want to take a quick break and then get into some fun, take a couple phone calls maybe?
I have four more questions.
Yeah, okay. The answer to all of them is yes.
Did you see Fast and Furious?
Yes.
No.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift?
Yes.
No. Ben?
No.
Did you see Too Fast, Too Furious?
No.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds sad now. Did you see The Fast and the Furious?
No.
Yes.
Ben, how did you accomplish that?
I've only seen the seventh one.
Yeah.
A lot of people only saw the seventh one.
I thought we had stricter security.
It's like the eighth highest grossing movie of all time. Or something.
Well, then the other seven.
I was going to say the other seven, and then what was the first one?
Fantasia 2000.
I can see that. I feel like they probably had a lot of like viewing events for that one that might have kind of drummed up.
For sure.
Or maybe it's like the U2 thing, where they just like played it outdoors and they were like, the whole world saw it, man.
Oh, wow. Did that really happen?
Yeah, they had this deal with Apple where it appeared on every iPhone.
Oh, no, I know that, yeah.
And they're like, best set of all time. It was like, you literally made a virus.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Can we take a phone call here?
Let's do it. Right. Are we actually going to take a break, or is that just kind of podcasting?
We can take a break. Let's take a break so we can hook up the phones.
All right. I actually need to step away for 1 minute, so this is perfect timing.
All right.
What do you need to do then?
Why don't you not care?
If I tried.
All right. I'll be right back. See you guys after the break.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT. I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot.
Keep the cool, cool.
McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McD. LT. It's a good time.
Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
All right, welcome back to the Freakonomics podcast.
You're listening to it.
Cole and
Artem.
Artem.
And Ben.
In the studio, and we're gonna take a quick phone call.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey guys, it's Joey from Billerica. Listen, I just wanted to know, do you guys think that Bow Wow's character in Tokyo Drift is gay? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, well, you don't have to hang up. We could have talked to you.
You have to hang up, I think, because of Apple.
Yeah, okay, well, thanks for thinking of us, Joey, or whatever.
Also, if he was certainly compensating a lot.
How is he compensating?
Because, like, 50% of his lines are about how he chases women.
Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Is that true?
He has a line on his strategies regarding picking up women. I don't just think outside the box, I tear it up.
Oh, damn. That's a great line.
And I do believe that this was during the brief period where he had dropped Lil from his name.
Right, he's just Bow Wow. But it was before he was Shad Moss.
He went back, though, right?
No, he's Shad Moss now, I think. I don't know.
Shad Moss?
I hate it when artists go by their God-given name, like Lil Bow Wow, and then they change it to a stage name, like Chad Moss.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, Bow Wow.
Wait, okay, like, here's what I think Joey, if I can speak for Joey from Billerica.
Please do.
So.
Wait, also, quick question. Who the fuck is Joey?
He's a listener.
Some fucking guy who called the show.
Yeah, we have listeners all over.
So, all right. Think about this, right? Bow Wow, he comes on screen. The first time we see him, the first thing he does is make a don't ask, don't tell joke. And then he introduces himself as Twinkie.
You think this is code?
I don't know. But, like, he's also, he never has a girlfriend or, like, he's supposedly hanging out with all these models, but, like, he never actually hooks up with anyone.
That could be his beard. I don't know.
He's been in this school for, like, years or whatever, and then Mr. Alabama guy comes in, and all of a sudden he's, like, stealing DK's girl or whatever.
I'm going to say he has a distinctly straight energy about him. And I'm going to say that those comments are just a misdirection. Probably part of his plan. I think he was looking, gazing past the fourth wall at us and tearing it up.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Next caller.
Hold on. Next caller. Hold on. All right, Benjamin Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Long-time caller, first-time listener. First off, congrats on not getting fired for 100 episodes. It's pretty impressive that you guys have been casting pod for multiple days worth of time now. But the reason I called was I was wondering if you could help me with a personal problem.
Okay, he hung up.
Well, that sounds like at least one of your problems is cell phone operation.
Blingo.
I can definitely help you with that.
Getting distracted also.
Yeah, so you guys are saying the first step in solving a problem is identifying it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
This, the first one's free. I'm going to say this problem is either paying your cell phone bill... Charging your cell phone, paying your electricity bill, which you need to in turn charge your cell phone, or simply operating the cell phone correctly for sustained periods.
And we don't know that he was using a cell phone when he made the call.
It could have been a landline or even a payphone.
Yeah.
But if the landlines are going out, I don't even want to think about what kind of terrible disaster has struck the streets of Seattle. Not that we know that our listener was from Seattle.
You just, like, as an example.
They just had a very the Atlantean voice.
What was the act?
That classic Seattle accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, mysterious anonymous caller who didn't give your name If you want us to solve another problem besides all those problems that we just solved for you,
okay,
you know, call back.
And I would say, just like when you're if it was a cell phone, when you're talking into it, don't like hold your hand pressed against the screen, because you may accidentally hit the hang up button.
Or more frustratingly, you might mute yourself and just feel like an idiot as you talk into nothing.
And pieces of advice that our caller would be well worth his time to listen to.
All right, we got one more call here.
Oh, good.
All right, let's see. Vincio, you are on the air.
Boy, mate, Ellsworth Fenton, yeah? My brother Fenton Ellsworth has been missing ever since he was on your show. I'll put a shrimp on the barbie for you if you can help me find him.
Oh my god. Fenton Ellsworth, our notorious British guest, guest co-host, has an Australian...
I was going to say...
Cousin? Brother? They're probably not related. They don't have the brother. Same last name.
They really split those hemispheres down the middle.
He said my brother.
Huh. Maybe there's like a third name that they never said. Anyway, this is shocking news to begin with. Even more shocking is that Fenton is apparently missing. So,
I'm sure he'll turn up.
Yeah. All right. Next caller.
That's all the colors.
Honestly, I wouldn't even call the police. I'm sure they'll turn up sometime.
our phone line software had a really tough time transcribing that one.
Yeah, dude, it's so Western Hemisphere centric.
Yeah.
What a terrible, biased world we live in. Well, thanks everyone for calling in. You didn't really follow our like 1-2-3 protocol, but
yeah. If you want to call in and do the 1-2-3, you still can. Or if you want to tell us where Fenton Ellsworth is, if you've seen him or if you are him, you know, let us know what's up with you.
Yeah,
I would contact the authorities first.
That's us. Yeah, the authorities. Thanks for agreeing.
If you have a problem of your own and no one else can solve it, 862-234-0491.
No, I thought you were just stating facts about me.
You?
You.
Oh, you have a problem and no one can solve it?
No, if you have a problem. Not you, you're here. We're already talking to you.
Shit.
Who's the you in this sense?
The listener. Listeners. I'm sure there's more than one.
I believe it's Mark.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that we didn't get any Marks calling in for the hot opportunities of being a judge and or contestant on Mark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes they call in after the show, so that's fine. You call in after, and then we'll get to you next time.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Mark and Mark show this week. It's great having you on.
The Mark and Mark show, a podcast within the Ben and Strauss show, a podcast within the Ben and Mitch show.
Yep.
A proud part of the member-supported Obscure Porn Network.
Thanks to our special guests, Cole and Artem. Thanks to all our sponsors.
Cole and Artem.
Oh, yeah, Ben, I know that I was told to speak to you later about payment situations, but my understanding is that you're the bursar for the Ben and Mint show and the entire Obscure Porn Network in general. So.
Right. Well, so, you know, you were our sponsor this week, and so you owe us some money, but I guess the Mark Tank theme song, we can consider that your payment.
All right. Well, I look forward to the pilot.
Also, we already paid you the good joke, and also the fellowship.
That's true.
priceless.
Yeah. I'm just going to make a note in the ledger that as of right now, your account is still in arrears as of one episode, but I will update that as soon as the theme song is remitted in full.
All right. I think I can accept that. Anyway, for the rest of the listeners out there, I'd like to leave you with a recommendation. The New Yorker recently ran a pretty long feature on the crippling opiate epidemic in West Virginia, and I highly recommend that y'all read it.
I read that. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It didn't fill me with too much hope, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's not its job.
Like, I'm not going to have children, but if I did, I would like to live in a way that such that I could nod off at their baseball games.
Yeah. Good reference. If you want to understand that reference, just pick up a copy of The New Yorker at your local newsstand.
If you've been paying attention to our eagle eye clues this entire episode, that should make perfect sense.
That too.
I also didn't have children, but if I did, here's how it happened.
Probably wondering how I got here.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Right. See you next time.
Bye, listeners.
That was awesome.